This is Dr. Mejia Chen for the patient Catherine Brock, B-R-O-C-K, Metacarcus 1-3-4-8-4-7, date of birth 3-15-1968, referring physician Dr. Arnold Fleischman, procedure performed EGD and colonoscopy, secondary procedure biopsy, date of the procedure October 12, 2022, indications, history stomach polyp, number 2, screening for colon cancer, number 3, history of colon polyp, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, irregular Z-line, number 2, nodularity of the duodenum bulb, number 3, internal hemorrhage, number 4, diverticulosis coli, number 5, 4 colon polyps removed, periapical deform session, second portion of the duodenum for the EGD, cecum for the colonoscopy, complication done immediately, medication as permanent anesthesia care, withdrawal time was 9 minutes, preparation was good, periapical apoptropsy as per double template, periapical findings, oropharynx appearanoma, periapical esophagus, Z-lines appears irregular, biopsies taken in lab bears, periapical stomach, appear normal, biopsies taken from antrum and body, H. pylori appeared, paragraph duodenum D1, there's nodularity of the duodenum bulb, biopsies taken, second portion of the duodenum appear normal, paragraph. Colonoscopy findings in a rectum, internal hemorrhage, grade 1, fear sigmoid colon, scattered early, diverticulosis present, fear descending colon, diminutive polyp, 2 millimeter tail, co-biopsy, polypectomy performed, paragraph. Spinoflexia appear normal, paragraph. Mid-transverse colon, diminutive polyp, 3 millimeter spell, co-biopsy, polypectomy performed, periapical. Proximal transverse colon, diminutive polyp, 3 millimeter spell, co-biopsy, polypectomy performed, periapical. Hepatic flexure, there's a diminutive polyp, about 4 millimeter, co-biopsy, polypectomy performed, periapical. Ascending colon, cecum, appeared normal, periapical. Recommendations 1, follow pathology report, number 2, thyroid inflammation, number 3, avoid NSAIDs, number 4, high fiber diet, next number, repeat colonoscopy in 3.